the other setup here. So this is the other version working locally, as you can see. And then I just want to make sure of one thing as well, that we don't have overlapping ports. Yeah, so this is starting on this port, which is 3200, and this one is running on that port, which is 1270. Now, you can actually see when you're doing this, like, it does a very good job of building out locally and also emulating the style that we want. So we'll see how these go. So it says core scaffolding is in, I'm wiring this out, blah, blah, blah. Now, whilst we're waiting for those two tasks, both the new one and the templated version to be done, something else to consider is the memory setup. Now, there's so many different memory options. Like, for example, if you've never come across it, Hermes Agent Memory, so many different options right there. You can use loads of different persistent memory. There's lots of different options for this. The reason that you would have a memory is so that you're not starting from scratch, and also that you'd link everything together. So if we have a look, for example, at this setup over here, when you're building this out, all of these agents can use the context from our memory system. Why would we want that? We would want that because, for example, one of the reasons you want to have an agent OS is that you don't go in between different apps and have to configure everything separately. So normally what happens, and this is a big problem for most people, is like they will go over to ChatGPT and then they'll go over to Claude, and these two things, they don't sync together. They don't work together. So what you want instead is a memory system. How do you build a memory system? You can go into Obsidian. Obsidian is my preferred memory system. And Obsidian basically stores everything as Markdown files in a beautifully organized system like this. Now, if you're wondering how to get Obsidian, you can just go to Obsidian, and it's a free app that you can download. It's actually open source as well. So you can just get Obsidian, and then you configure it like that. It won't look as beautiful like this, but you can ask the agents to organize and smarten it up for you and organize it properly so it looks more efficient. So step one is building out the dashboard, which we've got ChatGPT working on over here. And then step number two is that we are building the memory system inside all of this so that when we're using Claude and when we're using ChatGPT and if we're using Hermes, they all sync together. They all work together. So the reason for that is like then the agents know exactly what you've worked on, which means you'll get better responses, you'll get more personalized responses, and it'll be easier to use each one. So if we have a look at our memory system over here and we scroll in, this is our memory galaxy. So every single dot that you can see is a individual memory, and this is all linked together inside one beautiful galaxy where we've got all of our files over here that we can preview and we can have a look at. Really easy to use. And so when we're doing this, it means that we can sync our memories together and we can have every agent basically understanding what the other agents have worked on. And the other thing to note about all of this system is like every single dot inside here is, for example, like a person or a project or a business or a tool that I've used, and it all gets synced inside one place. Now, when you're doing this as well, you don't have to create all of this yourself. You should get your agents to do it. So you can say to, for example, Claude, hey, Claude, based on everything I've worked on recently, just create an Obsidian file and organize that. And then you can say to ChatGPT, okay, based on my local Obsidian vault, can you just improve this, blah, blah, blah. Right? And that's how it works step by step. One thing I'm just going to do here is I'm going to say, don't remove the previous system that was set up on the local port. Just create a new one. So we still need the agent OS on the old port, because what it's done is basically taken my old port down and then replaced it. So make sure the old one on, let's find this, this local port is back. It's back up ASAP. And then you can use a totally different local host. So that's something to know as well. Is like when you're running this locally, if you're running other projects, like other GitHub projects in the background, you don't want to have them conflicting, because you can only run one local project on one local URL. So we've talked about memory and we've talked about how to build a dashboard. Now, also, it's important to note with the memory as well, something that'll make it a lot easier is you can use something like OMI. And OMI can actually record your screen, take notes, can listen to your microphone.